This news update is being brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumbwith area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. The U.S. oil industry's top lobbying group says Biden administration rules restricting oil and gas leasing in 13 million acres of Alaska's petroleum reserve are, quote, misguided. The American Petroleum Institute says the rules limit development in a region, quote, intended by Congress to bolster America's energy security. The Biden administration Friday finalized rules that would restrict new oil and gas leasing and development in portions of the Federal Petroleum Reserve in Alaska that are considered particularly sensitive as the Arctic continues to warm. A third temporary channel for boats to access the Port of Baltimore has opened as workers keep removing debris from the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed after it was struck by a cargo ship. Port officials on Friday announced access to an alternate channel to the northeast of the fallen bridge. The port captain says that with the new channel open, 15% of pre-collapse commercial activity should be restored. An effort to restore broader access to the port continues. Opening a channel to allow most maritime traffic back in is still on track for the end of the month. Tesla has knocked $2,000 off the price of three of its five models in the U.S. The company late Friday cut the prices of the Model Y, which is Tesla's most popular model and the top-selling electric vehicle in the U.S., and also of the models X and S, its older, most expensive versions. Prices for the Model 3 sedan and the Cybertruck stayed the same. The cuts reduced the starting price for a Tesla to $42,990. The discounts are another sign of the challenges facing the electric vehicle maker led by billionaire Elon Musk. Pregnant workers have the right to a wide range of accommodations under new federal regulations for enforcing the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission adopted expansive new view of conditions related to pregnancy and childbirth in its proposed regulations. The rules also offer extensive guidelines for workers and employers of 15 or more people to address the routine difficulties of pregnancy, such as morning sickness and needing more frequent bathroom breaks. The EEOC estimates the fairness law will cover roughly 1.5 million pregnant workers per year. John Sterling was honored during an on-field ceremony following his retirement as a New York Yankees broadcaster for 36 seasons. Sterling, who turns 86 on July 4th, was presented a jersey with number 5,631, representing his total number of regular and postseason games as the team's radio play-by-play voice. Clips of his most memorable calls were played. Paul O'Neill, Bernie Williams, and Derek Jeter gave video tributes. Haley Swindoll Steinbrenner, granddaughter of late Yankees owner George Steinbrenner, gave the jersey to Sterling, who was flanked by his family. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on WLEW after this.
In 1949, the Kohler family began serving Thumb area residents with local hometown service. 75 years later, 2024 marks Kohler Propane's 75th anniversary. If you've not switched to Kohler Propane, maybe now's the time to step up to a better propane provider that's been serving our community for 75 years. With offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis, Kohler Propane serves the entire Thumb area.
This is Steve Kohler. All of us at Kohler's Propane would like to thank the Thumb area for allowing us to serve you and your family for 75 years and look forward to serving your propane needs for many years to come. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
In state news, home values in Detroit have increased by billions of dollars in the years following the city's exit from the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history, and that is especially true for black residents. A University of Michigan Poverty Solutions study released Tuesday says added home value for black residents increased 80% between 2014 and 2022. For black homeowners, estimated home values rose from $3.4 to $6.2 billion over that period. Mayor Mike Dugan says the comeback of neighborhoods in the city means, quote, new generational wealth for black homeowners. General Motors will move its Detroit headquarters to a new downtown office building next year and redevelop its iconic home along the Detroit River. The announcement was made at the site of the old Hudson's department store, which is being developed into a tower and 12-story office building that will house GM and is being built by the Bedrock real estate firm. Bedrock will join GM and the city in coming up with ideas to remake the seven-building Renaissance Center. General Motors CEO Mary Barra said GM is open to ideas about the complex, which the company bought in 1996. And I'll take a look at your local news on WLEW after this.
In 1949, the Kohler family began serving Thumaria residents with local hometown service. 75 years later, 2024 marks Kohler Propane's 75th anniversary in serving customers' propane needs with honesty, integrity, and fair pricing to all their customers. If you've not switched to Kohler Propane, maybe now's the time to step up to a better propane provider that's been serving our community for 75 years. With offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis, Kohler Propane serves the entire Thumb area. For service, call 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
And local news. From five proposed companies, the Croswell City Council selected one to handle the city's trash disposal and recycling collection service. The council selected Jeff's Rubbish Disposal of Emmett and approved a three-year contract with the company. In other matters, it is expected the city will have two new law enforcement officers before the year's end. During the meeting, it was announced that the two candidates were selected to enter the police academy for training. Their training is expected to be completed before the new year and are expected to be added to the city's roster for law enforcement services. Mackenzie Health System is hosting Healthy Living Together virtual sessions over the next few months. The sessions take place from noon to 1 p.m. and they can be viewed via Zoom or call-in via phone. The Healthy Living Together events are also recorded and shared via Mackenzie Health System's YouTube channel and Facebook page. The sessions include Listening to Your Children on April 17th and Digital Safety on May 15th. Online registration for the free event is available at mackenziehealth.org/healthy-living-together. And that is the news for this hour here on WLEW. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumarian news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.